We're going to kick off today with a story that has been in the news a little over 10 days, and a story that kind of still talks about the things that come out of the Damon Evans situation. And because we see these things happen more and more, so we've gone to the expert, an expert in media relations and public speaking. It's our good friend, Dr. Bill Lampton. Bill, nice to have you with us here on the Local Hour.
Always good to be with you, Joel and Bill, and on WDUN.
Well, let's talk, first of all, because we want to kind of look at, since that's the latest example, and there were several things to learn from this, if you're a corporation, individual, whatever the case may be. But before we start talking about it, let's go back and review. You do have some relationships with UGA and the Athletic Association.
Long time, Joel. In fact, I started my professional career as a faculty member in the speech communication department at the University of Georgia. And way back then became a football season ticket holder, still am, still go to all the games. And then in the year 2000, when Vince Dooley was still the athletic director, I directed a half-day seminar for the 250 employees of the Athletic Association talking about customer care. So I know the scene there very, very well, yes.
Well, given that, we go back and look at a lot of things in this whole Damon Evans situation, as sad and as it is, anybody, if not careful, can find it. First of all, if any of us think that we couldn't get caught up in a situation, Bill, that then we're not thinking very clear, are we? Because any of us, we're all human. Anything could happen at any given time, whether it be a company and not your fault or maybe actions of your own. You still may find yourself before the media explaining yourself or your company.
Nobody is exempt. Joel, you're absolutely right on that. In fact, the way I would put it is that there are no sacred cows these days when it comes to news coverage. Now, all of us know, we've learned later, that in the 1960s, John Kennedy's marital infidelity was known fairly widely by the press corps, and yet no one dared mention a word of it until years after his death. Protocol just didn't allow that. And likewise, J. Edgar Hoover, who headed the FBI for 48 years, had his own behavioral patterns, which were outside of the conventional morals of that day. But again, he was untouchable. In fact, presidents wanted to get rid of him and couldn't because of public opinion. However, these days it's very different. All we have to do is look back a short time to the Monica Lewinsky-Bill Clinton connection and know how that dominated the media. And so today, no matter how exalted your title or status, you're fair game when you break society's rules. And all of us will remember, I'm sure, that President Michael Adams, when this whole Damon Evans story came out, said that Damon Evans had one of the top five athletic director jobs in America, but that didn't protect him from a highly publicized scandal we all found out shortly. In fact, we know from the reports that when Damon kept mentioning his high position to the arresting officer, that worked against him more than for him. And I'm sure that you, Joel and Bill, have noticed as professional journalists, as you said, that anybody is aware of this trend. We're all open to public inspection, however high we get.
That's a great point. And so CEOs, managers, all of us have to be heads up on this, because it is a different day and age, internet, and especially blogs. And I'm not a blogger because, A, I just don't have a lot of time. Second of all, Bill, I find myself, if I were in blogs, I would be so mad and so tense and so wrapped up, because that is nothing more than just a public forum for opinion without a lot of facts sometimes. But if I'm not mistaken, the blogs began immediately as soon as word came out on Damon Evans' arrest.
Yes, they did. And maybe for some of our listeners, it'd be good if we defined blog. Blog is really an abbreviation for the term web log. And what it is, it's just a log on the internet of people's thoughts and opinions on topics. They can post on anything. How powerful is the blogosphere? Well, we know that Dan Rather lost his job because of the intense pressure from bloggers who disliked his attack on President Bush's National Guard service, and CBS said he did that without sufficient evidence, and so even after his long, distinguished career, he was fired. Now, regarding Damon Evans, Atlanta Journal columnist Mark Bradley started posting on this, and one day that he posted on his blog a comment about Damon Evans, there were 1,300 blog responses in one day.
Wow.
And so clearly, there was a groundswell in favor of getting rid of Damon Evans, despite his previous record at the university. And that groundswell was too strong for the UGA administration to ignore or to contradict. And so now, Joel, when you do anything illegal or immoral or a combination, as in Damon's case, it's not just the top guns who will be after you. It's anybody with access to a computer. And their opinion counts just as much as that of a professional journalist.
Maybe more so sometimes.
Yeah.
In a situation like this, because I think you and I would both agree, donors, big customers, if it's in business, in this situation, would be donors to the Athletic Association. That always gets your ear. Plus, what is your take, Bill, also in the world of public relations? You have your AD giving a don't drink and drive message. You have a situation where the university, especially through not only just the Athletic Association, but the school in general, has been trying to kind of curb and crank down on DUI, behavior with alcohol, et cetera, et cetera. That probably worked against Damon at the same time, don't you think?
Oh, very much so. In fact, he was the one spearheading the new campus regulations that you could not start tailgating before 7 a.m. and trying to...
Yeah, good point.
Trying to curb. He was very much in the forefront of that. I remember, having attended every home game for years, I remember that Jumbotron PSA announcement that he made every game. And sadly enough, and ironically enough, as you remember, it says, if you drive and drink, you lose. He certainly unpredictably proved the point himself.
Boy, that is interesting. I want to go back to the blogosphere out there and different things with the internet. Nowadays, Bill, if a situation comes up, even if you get past it and things kind of work out, maybe pay some kind of penalty for it, but is that something that's going to be with us now for eternity, that's going to hang over our heads until the day we die, maybe afterwards?
When the story is a huge one like this, that's probably going to be the case. As of a couple of weeks ago, Al Gore might have been remembered as a vice president. He might have been remembered as one who championed environmental protection. But now, as of an incident that came out a couple of weeks ago and happened a couple of years ago, Al Gore probably is going to be remembered for a salacious evening with a massage professional. And now, and I think for probably permanently, whenever anyone looks at Damon Evans as a former University of Georgia athletic director, there's going to be what I would call a mental asterisk that will always be there. And that mental asterisk will be resigned because of conduct not expected of a senior administrator. And I'm quoting President Michael Adams there.
Hey, great point. Dr. Bill Lampton, our guest here today, a communications expert on WDUN News Talk 550. Joel Williams filling in for Katie Highsmith on the local hour. Bill, I got to ask you this, and I don't even know if you were planning to talk to Katie about this or not. But what does Damon Evans do now? How will he ever rebuild? What kind of job would be waiting for him out there? Does he have to leave the area? I mean, there are a lot of things that people ponder, because a lot of people like Damon. He's from the Gainesville area. And certainly, I think we're a forgiving society for the most part. We like to see people come back and bounce back. So where would he go from this point?
There was an article about that in this last weekend's newspaper, the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, asking that same question. And the consensus of those who were interviewed, and it would be my consensus too, is that it's very unlikely that he's going to land anything with the compensation level that he has now. We could go back to Mike DeBose, who was the football coach at Alabama and got involved in a similar type situation. When Mike DeBose was fired, he went to my alma mater, Millsaps College in Jackson, Mississippi, a very small school, and stayed there for several years as their coach, had success, and then built his way back up to the, I think he's back at a 1A school now. However, Damon's situation, he has, I would say, one of the problems with him is that he is so highly recognizable. If it's not like he could go into a grocery store or a movie or Walmart or Best Buy or any place and not be recognized in this area. Damon's
right.
From Nebraska originally, although most of his life he's been in Georgia. Sometimes you have to pull up stakes and go someplace where this story isn't as well known. I was talking yesterday with one of my sisters in Mississippi, and she wasn't aware of it. You know, a story that's so big in our own state, yes, this was a national story, but it would be much more likely that I think Damon would have a chance in a different locale.
Well, now, we've also seen, and I agree with you on that, and you're right, it is a big story nationally, but if you're a college football fan, if you're not a real college football fan or a college sports fan, maybe it's not such a big story to you if you live in Starkville, Mississippi, or, I don't know, if you live in, Montana, maybe. But back to the just kind of looking ahead, we've seen other coaches. For example, Dan Henning at Boston College. There was a gambling scandal with the Eagles at BC. He resigns. You'd think that would be a mental asterisk, as you called it, but yet he winds back up in the pro ranks and a pretty good offensive coordinator. Would there be something like as a sports agent in a front office for an NFL team or a pro sports team? Because the man does have 2 degrees and is pretty smart when it comes to putting a budget together.
And Damon, I want to have to say that I'm a professional speaker. I'm a speech coach. I have been a professor of speech communication, as I mentioned, at University of Georgia. I will say about Damon that I have seen and I've critiqued hundreds of highly talented speakers. I would rate Damon Evans among one of the best speakers that I've ever seen anywhere. And even Joel and Bill, in his highly pressurized press conference the day that he came back to campus, I would say his delivery was masterful. He spoke for 5 minutes with no notes. He's an incredible presenter. He's very bright. He's very talented. Eventually, there might be a place for him. And who's to know? But I would have to agree with those who say it's probably not going to be at the level he's in now. One more comment regarding a lesson for media relations on this. One of the problems was that Damon didn't tell all the facts in that press conference. Yes, he gave a great presentation, I have to say that. But when he mentioned that the female riding in the car with him was just a friend, that, as we know, was not all the facts. And one of the cardinal rules of media relations and crisis communication especially is when you're talking with the media, tell it all. And tell it quickly. And be sure you tell it all, or if you don't, it's going to come back to haunt you probably.
I'm glad you brought that up, because I thought when I first heard he was going to do the press conference, I thought to myself, that's smart. Get out there, get it out, meet it head on. Don't dog it like Clinton did for years, or dodge it like Clinton did for months and months, and then have to come up and fess up to the nation after lying to the nation. So go ahead and hit it head on. But I could tell in that press conference, that was not the whole story. I mean, there was just, you're right, it was reserved. It was, there were just too many vague answers given or too many vague descriptions. So after that, I thought, wow, when the other shoe hits, this is going to be tough.
Well, it reminds me, too, of the scene when Governor Spitzer came before the press and had his wife dutifully standing there. And Damon's wife was at the press conference. None of us know. None of us may ever know how much Damon's wife knew at that venture. Mm-hmm. It was a day or two before the public knew all that was involved when the police report became public. So we don't know what she knew, but she was sort of the under the spotlight there is, yes, the home is still together and so on.
And you know, Bill, when it really gets down to it, that's the biggest thing he needs to work on and protect now is that home life and his family. And the other things will come back later, but would you agree that's the place to start building and mending those relationships?
Yes,
and that would
and,
go a long
that
way.
Support is vital for
yes.
him now, because forgiveness in most instances starts at home. And if it doesn't start there, if you don't have credibility, if you can't rebuild credibility with your family, how are you going to get it someplace else?
Good point. Hey, before we leave, how about you got a website or phone number that people can get in touch with you? Because I tell you, folks, Dr. Lamson does a great job in maybe coming into your company and helping with public relations and getting your company set straight. Or if you need a public speaker or lessons in public speaking, he can handle all that.
Thanks so much, Joel. Appreciate those fine comments. Yes, my website is www.championshipcommunication.com. And my telephone number, I'd be happy to talk with anyone about comments that I've made about the Damon Evans case, and anything else that related to communication, my telephone number, 678-316-4300. And let me repeat that briefly in case somebody didn't have a pencil handy. 678-316-4300.
Bill, always good talking to you. Hope you have a great day today. We'll talk to you again real soon.
Appreciate it. Thanks for the opportunity.